This is Anthony.
Hi, Anthony. Good afternoon. Hi, it's Honey with Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. So, yeah, I am actually calling with regards to the text that you sent. You mentioned that you're not showing up in the Google Verified campaign for the Google Sponsored Ads.
Yeah, I wasn't yesterday. Uh-huh. I looked today, I'm showing up on the bottom of it. But, yeah, yesterday I was not, so I didn't know what was
I'm so sorry to hear.
I don't know if it's one of those things that it happens sometimes. So I'm not 100% sure.
Don't worry. Let me go ahead and check on that one. Let me just pull out your Google Verified campaign very quick.
Because like last week I was up and I was got quite a few calls, and this week I really ain't seen myself up there much, and I've got like no calls.
No calls this week. Yeah, that's actually worrying. Okay, let me check here. Spines. What I see here is that the certificate of insurance actually had recently been updated, because it's showing in progress. Let me just review when the certificate of insurance was submitted.
My insurance has been submitted since I started with you guys. Way before Google Verified.
Currently, it's actually showing as still in progress. Let me go ahead and escalate this one to our team, just to make sure, because it's still showing as in progress. It should be approved, or because I see it shows as passed, so that means the verification passed, but still showing as in progress.
Yeah, because I passed verification like 2 months before I even paid for it. And y'all have had my insurance and all that stuff since I started the campaign with the Facebook ads and all that stuff.
Okay, let me escalate this right away to my team so I can get insights from them. It could be that this will be escalated, but let's see. There it comes.
Last week I got 4 or 5 leads. I even picked a job up off one of them today. I'm like, for this week, I'm like, man, I haven't gotten really anything.
Yeah, that's really worrisome.
In progress. And also why I got you, I know you're probably typing or something. I think I'm going to cut the budget for the Facebook and stuff back down to $250 to help me cover the Google Verified stuff each month. Because I get way more from Google Verified than I get from the Facebook and all that. So I'll just cut that budget back down to $250, if that's okay.
Sure, don't worry. We will go ahead and review that one as well. Okay, I have escalated the Google verified concern. Okay, let's go to Facebook. So let's see, filling. Your current budget for Facebook ads is $200.
Yeah, I think because I think I got a budget total of $350, and I think I upped it to $100 I upped it $100 a month ago, so I just want to go back to whatever it was a month ago.
A month ago, okay.
Yeah, so it was $250. I don't know where it was allocated.
Mm-hmm. So currently you are at $349, $149 for SEO, and then $200 for Facebook ads. So if we are going to be removed, so we will update it, and then your monthly will be from $349, it will be $249. That will be on March 15th. Because I'll be deducting $100 on your Facebook ads campaign.
Wait, on my birthday.
Oh, March 15th?
Yeah.
Hey, advance, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Do you have
exciting
plans?
Yeah. I'm going to go do something, I'm sure. I'm not a big planner, but my old lady, she likes to make a lot of plans, so I'm sure she's already got the whole weekend planned.
Oh, that is nice to hear. I hope you have a wonderful time with your friends and family.
Thank you. And how long do you think the escalation will take?
I'm sorry, is that what? Could you kindly repeat that?
Yeah, no, the escalation. I know you said you escalated, but how long does that usually take to figure that out?
It definitely depends on the team, but if you need to do something, I can go ahead and let you go. Because sometimes they are, like, hooked up in a call or doing research on one account, and then they have...
That's fine. I was just curious about how long it took them to get it resolved or whatever.
It would really depend. Sometimes it's fast, depending on how many accounts they are actually, like, looking into it. So, but don't worry, I have already asked them to check. And then I will get back to you on that. I just hope it's not really, like, okay. Budget. Okay. I think, let me just check one thing to confirm. Let's see. The 9th, March. You are actually getting a lot of leads. Okay. So, upon checking here, Anthony, your Google Ads campaign actually recently just launched, right? So we only were able to collect you the activation budget on the 27th. So right now, upon checking here, you are actually getting more leads than usually when it's like the start of the campaign. It's slow because, of course, there are other businesses that have already built their presence as well and their ranking, even with Google Verified, because there are businesses that are doing Google Verified campaign. And that's something that placements also, there's a competition on the placements. So upon checking here, you are actually doing very well. I see there are leads that are coming into your account over the past 2 weeks, so that is really great. Sometimes your ad will actually be at the bottom. That is normal because we just recently launched it. But over the time, it will gain trust with Google, and most likely it will be on the top of the page. We just have to make sure it keeps on running. You are being few factors that will actually affect the ranking on the Google Verified placement is that when customers call you, you have to make sure that you are able to answer them. So, if you get a lot of missed calls, Google will not likely to suggest you at the top. So always try to go ahead and answer your calls and then continue to collect reviews. That's one as well.
Okay. Now,
but
for the...
I just wanted to repeat, but I mean, so far looking at the lead generation of the campaign, I can tell you that it is really working. It's performing
well. So for the 780 or whatever, How many of these is expected to go?
Let's see. Let me check here. Let's see. Cost per lead for your service is $60. So if we divide, let's say, 783. Oh, sorry. Just pull up my calculator very quick. Yeah, roughly 12 to 13.
Okay. I think. Now, what do I do? I think I've texted y'all on a few, so those would have got refunded, right, or not get charged for that weren't valid leads.
Yes. Now, the good thing about Google is that they actually, they will go ahead and listen to the calls. They will check on what type of leads you are getting. Now, if it's a lead that is not under the service that you provide, if it's a marketing call, someone looking for a job, you will not be billed for it.
Okay. Yeah, I've had two. One was for fire extinguisher inspections. Don't do that. And then one was for something else. I don't remember. But I think you guys already handled it because y'all told me I wouldn't be charged. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so let it be patient, let it keep. So am I out of my budget for this month? Is that what it is? Is that what you're saying?
Let me see.
I don't think I've gotten
You were only charged. Yes, you were only charged for 3 leads so far.
Okay.
So you still have more budget left.
Awesome.
The rest of the 6 leads, the other 6 leads, you weren't charged for it.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank
All
you
right.
very much. I really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
No problem. I'm going to go ahead and get back to you on that one, okay? So hopefully the one that is showing that it's still in progress doesn't affect the generation because I see it's really working well. So don't worry.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and fix it on our end.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. No problem. Thank you as well. And enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.